that, but I have been interested at some of the very recent interventions by big corporate names on the climate change debate. Microsoft announcing a 100 billion rand initiative to fund climate change mitigation efforts, saying that they would be carbon negative by 2030, and by 2050 they would have put back all of the carbon, they would have taken out all of the carbon that they put in, or the other way around, sorry. And Amazon making similar promises. BlackRock is an incredibly influential investment house, and the annual newsletter by the CEO Larry Fink is read widely by the investment business community. And he said very recently in a letter that sustainability is in the future going to be at the center of the firm's investment approach. BlackRock will divest from any company that makes more than 25% of its revenue from thermal coal. It will launch new investment products that screen fossil fuels, and it will strengthen its commitment to sustainability and transparency in its investment stewardship activities. It's got $7 trillion of assets under management. Steve Nichols is head of environment for the National Business Initiative. How significant are these kinds of announcements, do you think, Steve? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I mean, these are very significant announcements. I mean, the context is important here. So the global science requires us to keep global warming to 1.5 degrees to avoid the ravages of climate change, which means we need to be carbon neutral by 2050. So the pace of change that we currently achieve and that governments are currently providing is just not sufficient. So it's this kind of corporate leadership that's going to get us there.
There's not, I mean, what BlackRock are going to do in terms of not investing in thermal coal or to a lesser degree, and Credit Suisse and various other big investment banks have announced that they are withdrawing funds from projects that, you know, Arctic drilling and so on. But the others, I mean, the kinds of things that Amazon and Microsoft have announced, they say quite openly, we don't quite know how we're going to achieve this. But is it enough to be committed to such ambitious goals?
Well, yeah, it's got to go beyond commitment and get to implementation. So a lot of the companies don't yet know how they're going to do it, but they're investing in the kind of research that is needed. Microsoft, for example, have an internal carbon fund. So for all of their internal transactions, they charge their internal departments a fee, which they then collate into a fund that they invest in R&D on energy efficiency and alternative energy and other mitigation options. And as we advance the research agenda, then we can then share this with other corporates and start to drive change.
In South Africa, a couple of the banks have said they are scaling down, if not withdrawing entirely, from funding new coal projects and the like. Are you getting a similar sense that South African business, at the scale at which things matter around climate change, are starting to take this more seriously, not just in, you know, fine words in shareholder reports, but in practice?
Yeah, we're definitely getting that sense. So the National Business Initiative engages with many of our members on these topics, and I've probably spent more time in board meetings in the last 12 months than I have in the last 10 years. There's a huge pickup of interest, and many South African companies have made similar kinds of commitments, perhaps not as ambitious as Microsoft, but getting there. You know, those companies include Eskom, Exxaro, FirstRand, Sasol, Transnet, Vodacom, a host of others. There's about 35, 40 big corporates and a number of small corporates that have made commitments either to be net carbon neutral by 2050 or to set science-based targets or to implement 100% renewable energy. And these collective impacts will add up and also provide some political cover and political motivation for governments.
There are certain global leaders, some of them very important, like Donald Trump. You look at the speech or listen to the speech that he made at Davos. This is, you know, it's ridiculous. It's mad doomsday saying and so on. And, you know, there are a few of them around the world. The big polluting countries have leaders that are skeptical about this. Could the big corporations in those companies significantly sort of rebalance the equation because they do take it more seriously?
Yeah, sure. So we work with an international organization called We Mean Business, who are a collective of big business collectives, so to speak. So it's the World Business Council Sustainable Development, it's Richard Branson's BEAT team, it's CDP, it's a big range of big groups. And they ran a campaign in the US called We Are Still In. And there are a bunch of cities, it's not only not national governments, but what they call subnational. So cities, regions, reservations, businesses that represent about 30% of the U.S. economy who are saying, we are still in. We're going to implement the Paris Agreement regardless of what the federal government decide.
Steve Nichols, head of environment for the National Business Initiative. Thank you.